Welcome to the 2-Minute Disciple Podcast with your host, Nick Euler. 2 minutes of discovery leads to a lifetime of following Jesus. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the podcast. I'm Nick, and I am thrilled to be here with you today as we take the next step forward in our journey through the Gospels, which leads us to Mark chapter 2. So let's begin Mark chapter 2 in the Common English Bible. After a few days, Jesus went back to Capernaum, and people heard that he was at home. So many gathered there that there was no longer space, not even near the door. Jesus was speaking the word to them. Some people arrived, and four of them were bringing to him a man who was paralyzed. They couldn't carry him through the crowd, so they tore off part of the roof above where Jesus was. When they had made an opening, they lowered the mat on which the paralyzed man was lying. When Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralytic, "Child, your sins are forgiven." Some legal experts were sitting there muttering among themselves, "Why does he speak this way? He's insulting God. Only the one God can forgive sins." Jesus immediately recognized what they were discussing and said to them, "Why do you fill your minds with these questions? Which is easier to say to a paralyzed person, 'Your sins are forgiven,' or to say, 'Get up and take up your bed and walk'? But so you will know that the human one has authority on earth to forgive sins," he said to the man who was paralyzed, "Get up, take your mat, and go home." Jesus raised him up, and right away he picked up his mat and walked out in front of everyone. They were all amazed and praised God, saying, "We've never seen anything like this." Jesus went out beside the lake again. The whole crowd came to him, and he began to teach them. As he continued along, he saw Levi, Alphaeus' son, sitting at a kiosk for collecting taxes. Jesus said to him, "Follow me." Levi got up, followed him. Jesus sat down to eat at Levi's house. Many tax collectors and sinners were eating with Jesus and his disciples. Indeed, many of them had become his followers. When some of the legal experts from among the Pharisees saw that he was eating with sinners and tax collectors, they asked his disciples, "Why is he eating with sinners and tax collectors?" When Jesus heard it, he said to them, "Healthy people don't need a doctor, but sick people do. I didn't come to call righteous people, but sinners." John's disciples and the Pharisees had a habit of fasting. Some people asked Jesus, "Why do John's disciples and the Pharisees' disciples fast, but yours don't?" Jesus said, "The wedding guests can't fast while the groom is with them, can they? As long as they have the groom with them, they can't fast. But days will come when the groom will be taken away from them, and then they will fast. No one sews a piece of new unshrunk cloth on old clothes. Otherwise, the patch tears away from it, the new from the old, and makes it a worse tear. No one pours new wine into old leather wineskins. Otherwise, the wine would burst the wineskins, and the wine would be lost, and the wineskins destroyed. But new wine is for new wineskins." Jesus went through the wheat fields on the Sabbath. As the disciples made their way, they were picking the heads of wheat. The Pharisees said to Jesus, "Look, why are they breaking the Sabbath law?" He said to them, "Haven't you ever read what David did when he was in need, when he and those with him were hungry? During the time when Abiathar was high priest, David went into God's house and ate the bread of the presence, which only the priests were allowed to eat. He also gave bread to those who were with him. Then he said, 'The Sabbath was created for humans. Humans weren't created for the Sabbath.' This is why the human one is Lord even over the Sabbath." There were a couple things that stuck out to me in this chapter. The first thing was that Jesus kept getting this, "That's not the way you do it," from the legal experts, the religious leaders. They kept saying, "That's not how you do it." When he went to heal the man who was paralyzed, they were like, "That's not the way you do it." And then when he was eating with tax collectors and sinners, "That's not the way you do it." He wasn't fasting like the disciples of the Pharisees and the disciples of John were doing, and so that's not the way you do it, Jesus. And even on the Sabbath, when he is walking through the fields and his disciples take the heads of grain, it's like they're working on the Sabbath. "That's not the way you do it, Jesus." It's kind of interesting how there is this kind of dichotomy between the way that the Pharisees and the religious leaders saw things and the things that Jesus did. We're going to see that play out more and more as this goes. The other thing that really stuck out to me was when they accused Jesus of eating with tax collectors and sinners, he said this, "Healthy people don't need a doctor, but sick people do. I didn't come to call righteous people, but sinners." That's Jesus' mission. And we need to still be about that. Not calling the righteous people, but sinners. The people who need to hear the good news that God is here for them. That's who Jesus came for. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for loving us. Thank you for saving us through your Son. Thank you for doing the unexpected. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hey everybody, I'll see you back